Well, hello there, and welcome to another edition of Chamber Chat. I'm your host, Jamie Gilmore, joined, as always, by the producer, the man, Gavin Williams, and the co-host with the most, Jessica King, new to the podcast, but now this is like her third or fourth episode, so she's becoming a part of the team. She's got it, right? It's a piece of cake now.
Oh, absolutely.
You like it now. You're good, right?
I love it.
Absolutely.
So fun.
It is fun. You know, and before we get started, ladies and gentlemen, we have a huge guest a part of the podcast.
Woo-hoo.
Yeah, exactly. Jessica, you're excited.
Gavin's very excited.
Look at Gavin's face. Like, he's always, like, he's really excited.
Over the moon. Enthused.
But we got a huge guest. We're going to get to him in a moment. Before we do, though, I just want to say this. So, we're back for season four. Our first episode was Two Worlds Colliding, City Fest, and Red, White, and Boom a couple of weeks ago. So if you hadn't had the chance to listen to the episode, if you're listening right now, hopefully you would go back and listen to it, right? So I was on stage, and I was in and out. So I wasn't there the whole time. But Gavin and Josh, I just want to say good job. I listened to the podcast. I thought y'all were great.
Fist bump.
They're fist pumping right now. You can't see that,
can't
ladies and gentlemen.
It, but
you know, but they're fist bumping. I thought y'all were fantastic. So good
you.
Job. Way to handle it. You know, I was on for like 10 minutes, and I think it was the most listened to part of the podcast, right? The 10 minutes that I was on.
Oh, my. Now, I think that actually might be incorrect.
It was actually right at the end when he skipped past
okay,
the
right. And let me say this. Just for future, write down the Go Home song's name before you kind of decide, because we're here live.
It was the heat of the moment, though.
We're like, what is the song called?
Oh, by the way, the Go Home song was Proud to Be American, Lee Greenwood, which is pretty much an obvious choice. I'm okay with that.
Yeah.
But when you're sitting there going, man, I love this song, but what is it called again? It's called...
And it's not even Proud to Be an American. It's God Bless the USA. So we're still saying it wrong, even now.
That's great. Oh, that's good stuff. I mean, and let me say this, if you're listening on the Hueytown Arts Council or Chamber next year, all I ask, and if I have to pay for it, I will, let's go Dry Fit t-shirt. Let's try that. Because in June, when it's 140 degrees outside, you can't give me a cotton shirt and expect me not to just absolutely sweat through it completely.
That's your journey.
It was. I was soaked. I felt so bad. I'm like walking around going, this is just disgusting. When I got in the car to drive home, I was like, I'm just so embarrassed that this is just disgusting.
Yeah.
I smell
Thanks
terrible.
For telling us about it.
Thank
too.
You. Well, I share everything, Jessica. I share on this podcast.
We're so glad we got to be a part of that. Thanks.
Well, there you go. So to stop boring you talking about what happened weeks ago, I would like now, ladies and gentlemen, to introduce our guest. We're so happy that he is joining us here on season four. And you know who he is, unless you've been living under a rock. It's America's favorite grocery store personality, Barry Dabbs. Welcome.
Hey, thank you very much. I appreciate it.
Well, thank you so much for coming. We're going to get into, because you, I don't. We're going to get into when you saw this kind of taking off, when you realized, oh, man, this is big, how it got there. Before we do that, we always like to talk about, you know, our guest, are you from Hueytown, where you came from, where you grew up? So let's talk about that. Where did this all begin for Barry?
Actually, I am not from Hueytown. My aunts, my uncles, my grandparents, all of them were from Hueytown. I actually lived in a little place called Blue Creek, which is probably about 10 miles from Hueytown. Blue Creek, Adger, Johns.
Okay, no Adger. I never heard Blue Creek, though, so that's new for me, and I grew up here.
Blue Creek is just right up from Adger. So
okay, there you go.
They all just sort of connect.
Western Jefferson County.
Exactly. So I actually went to Oak Grove High School.
Oh,
I
didn't go Tigers.
I did
Tigers.
Not go to Hueytown.
Okay.
But my grandmother, she is like, hey, they've got an opening over at the food town in Hueytown. So I said, okay. So I went over there just to get some extra money because I was going through EMT school at the time. And so I got a job immediately and just started working there. And then, like I say, I've been there for 42 years now. But, yes, I do not live in Hueytown, and that is a misconception from a lot of people because most people think of me living in Hueytown.
Well, I think, too, Hueytown's interesting because you've got Pleasant Grove a few miles this way. You've got Oak Grove. You've got Bessemer. All these small towns are within, you know, 10 minutes of each other. So I grew up in Bessemer, Hueytown, and my friends did. We always said we're from Western Jefferson County because that's who we are. We're from Western Jefferson County because same thing with you. You know, that's where you're from, born and raised, right? And you've been here your whole life.
Exactly. I really have.
Yeah.
But now I actually live in McCalla, but what is another thing people doesn't know, I actually live in McCalla, but I live in Tuscaloosa County.
Oh, okay.
I do not even live in Jefferson County.
That's right, because it goes all the way pretty much to the Tuscaloosa County line, right?
Exactly.
Yeah.
I'm 3 miles past the Jefferson County line.
Yeah. Well, let me say this. We have something in common, okay? So in high school, my first job was working at Food Giant Bessemer.
Oh, okay.
That was it. And I was a sacker. Huh? Go ahead, tell it. You want to steal my joke? Go ahead, say it.
He's a retail package engineer.
Retail packing engineer. I thought it sounded better than sacking. So I would introduce myself. Jimmy, gonna work at Food Giant. I'm a retail packing engineer.
Wow.
And people believed it, Jessica.
Adding engineer is crazy.
That's the crazy part. I'll tell you the funny thing. I went in kind of cocky. I was 16. And the day they gave me this Food Giant manual to teach you how to sack groceries. I was like, I know what I'm doing. I'm not gonna read a manual on how to sack groceries. I can do this. My mom says, read the manual. Mm-hmm. I had the 12-to-8 shift on a Saturday, which is a busy time in a grocery store on a Saturday. Or it was then, I don't know if it still is. And the first thing I do, I get the groceries and I'm just putting bleach with meat. I mean, rat poison with hot dog. And the guy the owner came up to me and he tapped me on the shoulder and said, hey, you need to separate that. Do you know what you're doing? I go, absolutely. I read the manual, you know.
Naturally.
The best thing I did, though, they used to let me make announcements on, you know.
You loved that.
Attention, Food Giant shoppers. Orange juice on sale for 30. You know, it was great. I loved it. So we've got the Food Giant thing in common a little bit. So, hey, there
That's
you go.
That's awesome.
Food Giant family making
absolutely.
It happen.
So you guys hiring?
That's what I was going to say. I know we use some good help.
So you get there. Did you start out as a sacker?
I actually sacked for one day.
Okay, that's I'm so good. They're going to move me to something else.
The next day, our power went out.
Oh.
Well, you know, back then, you know, everything was marked, so you knew what the price was. And so they had the old-timey register, so they would still work, you know, basically. So what we had to do was, you know, they wouldn't total up, but, you know, you'd open them up. And so the cashiers was like, they were dumbfounded. They didn't know what to do.
Yeah.
I stepped in, and I'm like, wait a minute now, this 79 cents, $1.58. You know, I just started totaling it up in my head because math has always been my thing. I'm a numbers person. I've always been a numbers person.
Complete opposite of me.
So we were able to get the customers out of the store pretty quick. Mm. And I think we were very accurate because, like I say, I'm really good with numbers. And so the manager actually saw that and said, we need you to be a cashier.
Wow.
So after the first day of sacking, I became a cashier.
Man, because they would have said after 137 weeks, Jamie, don't go anywhere near the cash register at all at Food Giant. So you're much better at that than I am. So you become a cashier. How long did you do that before you? So I'm guessing you eventually worked your way to management. How long did it take?
Actually, 9 months later, we moved down to where we are now, Food Giant, across the road. We had that store built, and I went down there working in the office.
Okay.
I worked in the office for a year or two, and then my boss was like, I want you to start learning everything about the store. So I started working on the stock crew. Went back and worked in the meat market a little bit, worked over in produce. So I worked in every department there was, and then in less than 5 years, I was promoted to assistant manager, and then probably about 10, 12 years after that, I was promoted to store director.
Wow. So it's a quick jump. How long before you knew, like, this is what I want to do? I'm going to stay here 42 years, 45 years. When did that really kind of sink in?
The first day I worked, I knew that it was just...
Wow, that's great.
It just felt like it was right.
Yeah.
And so I just... It was. I mean, and when you know something's right, you just go for it.
That is crazy.
And I would not change a thing in the world for it.
Wow.
I mean, again, people that are listening and people that know you now and know that you've been how much success you're having right now, I'm sure they believe that because why would you change anything?
Exactly.
So you've been there 42 years. You've worked your way up to – I'm a manager now?
Correct. I'm store director.
Store director. What has been – is there any – challenges? How has it changed from when you first started to now? What's the biggest difference?
It seems like people was more friendly years and years ago.
That's probably true. Yeah.
Everybody is in a rush, and you know it's like you know, and everybody thinks they're you know they should be top priority.
Yeah.
And you know you can't do that. I mean, you just got to wait on one customer at a time. But you know, back years ago, people they just stood around, they talked to each other. You know, they used it as a get together place. This day and time, everybody's busy, so everybody's trying to get in and out. So that would be the biggest difference right there.
How about as far as getting people to work when you first started or early in your career as a manager compared to now? Is it tough to get workers now?
Today, it is extremely tough to get workers, or it's tough to get good workers.
That was my next question. She said I was going there. Yeah,
because yeah. I mean, you know, people just don't want to work anymore. Yeah. I mean, it's like, and they'll come in. Like I had a story. I hired this cashier, and for some reason, I had to close one night because generally I never hardly close. Well, I handed her a broom, and she said, "What's this?" I said, "This is a broom," and she said, "I don't sweep. I don't sweep at home, and I'm not going to sweep here." Wow. I said, "No, you are going to sweep here. You know, this is part of your job."
Sure.
I mean,
yeah.
And so the next day, her mother came up there, and she said, "What do you mean making my daughter sweep?" I said, "Lady, let me tell you this. We just don't need her no more, you know, so y'all can just go." And that's what happened. They left.
Lock it. Don't let the door hit you.
Exactly. I mean, you know. But that's the problem this day and time. The parents wants to be the kid's friend. They don't want to be their parent. And, you know, I feel like a lot of times the parents will call in and say, "My child's sick," and I don't think they really are. I think they just had plans. You know, I could be wrong, but...
Probably not.
I don't think I'm wrong either. No. I've got good intuition, so... No.
How has the staff handled your new celebrity?
For the most part, I think they're handling it pretty well.
Sure. Are they a little jealous?
I would say yes.
There's a guarantee, yes, absolutely.
I really would say yes.
I'm jealous. I'm just kidding.
But,
well, yeah, Jessica's extremely jealous.
She said thank you.
But for the most part, they're doing okay. They won't participate with me. I try to get them to be on camera with me, and they're like, no.
Really?
I can tell
you for a fact Jessica would participate every day, 24/7.
I would 100%. I literally want to come work with you just for, like, the TikToks and stuff.
Well, you can come up there one day and we can dance down the produce aisle.
Oh, my gosh.
Together.
That would be, like, my dream come true. You have no idea.
Well, you can do that.
Now, listen, you don't know how excited she just got for this. This is going to happen. We can't wait to see that.
What time do y'all open tomorrow?
Let's set the time up. Let's make this happen.
Yes.
That is great. You know, again, and we're going to talk about how that happened, but I do want to say this, though. So you got a lovely young lady with her, right? Your lovely wife.
Yes.
So let's talk about that for a second. Where did y'all meet?
We actually met in first and second grade. And yes.
Wow.
We were on the same school bus together.
Please tell me you started dating in the first and second grade.
No.
Okay.
We did not.
That would be fantastic.
No, we did not.
Those usually don't last.
In fact, we probably started dating probably 16 years ago.
Okay.
My first wife, they were real good friends. They both had worked at the store before, and they actually had became real good friends. And when my first wife passed away with MS, about a couple weeks later, she found out, because she didn't even know, because everybody had drifted apart because everybody was so busy. Mm-hmm. Well, she contacted me, and we actually went out to the movies, and she said, "Hey, you know, you want to do something, you know? I'm so sorry to hear about Teresa. I didn't know that." I said, "Well," I said, "you want to go out to the movies and go out to eat?" So we went to the movies and went out to eat, and then we just eventually, you know, she became my wife. So,
aww.
So sorry to hear about your first wife. That is terrible. But that's awesome that happened, because you were probably going through a difficult time. There's no way for you not, and she stepped in at the right time.
Oh, absolutely.
I mean, it really probably helped you get through all of that.
She really did, and even though I said I'd never get married again, I wouldn't change it for the world.
Everybody says that.
Yeah, exactly.
Famous last words.
You know, and I thank God every day, because, you know, my first wife was wonderful.
Yeah.
My second wife is wonderful.
Truly
How
blessed.
Many people this day and time can get two wonderful spouses?
Oh, there's listeners hoping to find one.
Exactly.
And they've already tried three times.
Oh, gosh.
Well, it was funny when she came in, because she doesn't seem to want to be embracing the celebrity as much as you, right? And we're about to talk about that.
Oh, absolutely not. I mean, you know, hey, I'm loving every bit of it.
Oh, I can see you're loving it. But she's like behind the scenes a little bit more.
She is, but she's supportive of me. And like she said, anything I ask her to do, she would do for me. And I know she would. She actually gets up every morning at 1:30 and puts my socks on before I go to work.
Okay. Okay. Hold on a second. Let's just back up a little bit. We're going to rewind this real quick. I'm going to make sure that I heard. Is his wife's laughing right now? Okay. So I want to say that's sweet, right? But I just want to say this, make sure I got this right. So she gets up at 1:30. Do you get up that early? Or do
I get up, or
do your feet get cold? I just want to know.
That's what I was thinking.
I get up every morning at 1:30, jump in the shower.
Okay.
And I'm usually at work by 2:15 every morning.
Wow. That's extremely early.
And that's like the middle of the night.
And when do you open?
Well, that's six. Morning time. But
to me.
So you get there. Okay, she gets up. Wow, that's.
So you does she have an alarm clock to go off and it's like, put his socks on.
Jessica, do you get up at 1:30 to put your husband's socks on?
Never.
see you getting up at 9 a.m.
I was about to say. I mean, yeah, that's commitment.
But that is sweet, though. But that talks. The relationship's that good, that strong, mm-hmm. right?
And that was something she started from day one. I mean, she's like, here, I'll put your socks on. And I don't know how to put them on.
Yeah, sure.
But she just always does it for me.
You ever get scared you'll forget how to put your socks on?
Mm-hmm. And what was that?
You ever get scared you'll forget to put your socks on?
Oh, well, if she's not at home, if she's gone somewhere, or I'm out of town on a conference, I go without socks. It's just
wow, really?
Yeah.
I got to be honest with you. I did not know we'd be talking this much about socks on the podcast tonight. But this is great. Yeah. Or yeah. Exactly.
You know, people are about feet.
Yeah, I know. Yes. I know. Yeah, we're gonna get a whole crop of listeners here for this. Yep.
Or we might lose some. It's gonna go either way.
It could go back and forth. So let's talk about just how this came about. Right? How this happened? Give me just the first day. When did this start? And how did it grow?
Okay. I had always been on Facebook for probably 12 years. I started me a Facebook page and everything, and I was like just putting stuff on like Hueytown Happening and just different stuff. But last year in October the 28th, our fruitcakes came in for the holiday.
Okay.
I put them on a rack, and I thought, we don't generally sell that many fruitcakes. I just wonder how many fruitcakes I can sell. So I did a video about the fruitcakes.
Mm-hmm.
It went viral. I mean, it was just like, before I knew it, it had like 200-something thousand views. I mean, all kind of comments. I mean, for the most part, the comments was very positive, but there was quite a few negative comments.
Well, that's just social media.
Exactly. Yeah, that's what I said.
Yeah, that's social media.
Negativity against me, it doesn't bother me.
No.
They're giving somebody else a break.
If you're going to put yourself out there in any form, that's going to happen.
Oh, absolutely.
So, but hopefully the good outweighs the bad. And most of the time it will.
But like I say, it went viral. Well, my buddy at the food giant in Pinson, Robbie Robinson, he said, my kid says you need to get on TikTok. You need to get on TikTok. So January the 7th, I posted a post on TikTok.
Yeah.
I went to bed. It had 20,000 views, which I went to bed sort of early that night.
You had to get up to get your socks put on.
Exactly. Got up the next morning, and it had over 1 million views. It had went viral. And then it's just escalated ever since.
Did you decide after that that you were going to make a video every day?
Absolutely. I started making the videos, and I started getting more and more, into it, and I was getting a lot more, comments, a lot more shares. So I thought, this is what I'm going to do. And then I was approached by one of the directors at Good Day Alabama,
mm-hmm.
and they said, hey, I'm following you on TikTok. I'm loving what I see. Would you be interested in coming on Good Day Alabama? And I said, sure, absolutely. So we got that all set up, and then next thing you know, I was on Good Day Alabama, and had the time of my life. I couldn't hardly talk. For some reason, that was the day I just could not talk.
Yeah.
But I was able to get through it, and I thought it was really good.
Were you before this started, were you comfortable talking in public? Were you comfortable via video recording stuff? Or is that something that just kind of came with the more you've done it?
I've never had a shy bone in my body.
Okay, good.
I did a lot of speeches at school and high school and stuff, so talking in front of people does not bother me whatsoever.
Well, that's helping you now, for sure. So when did people start coming? So if you don't know, this is the first time you've heard about Barry. There are people that come from around the country, right?
Oh, absolutely.
To the grocery store to get their picture taken with you.
Exactly.
Or just to talk to you.
Actually, the furthest one away has been England.
Somebody came from England.
Oh, somebody came from England. Right. But, of course, granted, they were coming here to visit family.
Yeah.
But they had been following me on social media, so they...
But does it matter? They came from England to the food giant in Hueytown to talk to you.
Not exactly. Very many people can say that. Yeah. I had someone come from England just to see me. So that's really cool.
And I've had Texas, I've had Ohio, I've had Tennessee, Georgia, just about all the southern states, there's been somebody to come to see me. Like today, I had a lady from Georgia, and then there was a guy that he used to live in Oak Grove years ago, but he's now living in Las Vegas.
Okay.
But he had been following me on social media, and so he came in to get a picture today.
How does that make you feel? And when they come, are they just wanting a picture? They want to have a conversation? They want a tour of the store? What usually happens?
Most of the time, they want to just talk.
Okay.
And then the first thing they'll say is, I don't want to bother you. I'm like, look, you're not bothering me. I said, we can talk. I mean, you know, that's not a problem whatsoever. So we'll carry on. Sometimes we'll carry on a 10, 15, 20, 30-minute conversation.
Okay.
And we'll take a picture. And then we had a couple to come in during the holiday, the 4th of July holiday, and they bought like $250-something worth of groceries and was taking them all the way back to Tennessee.
Wow.
Wow.
Wow, that is great. That is crazy. Now, you've got some interesting stories, too, so I want you to share a few of them.
Okay.
We were talking before we came on the air, and as I was listening, I was like, this is just incredible to listen to hear this. But go into the pillowcase one first, because this is what people need to hear. Let's start with that one. And your wife enjoyed that one, right? She.
Okay. There's a lady that lived in Canada, and I received a picture of her. She had fixed like two pillowcases with mainly my face on them. And she said the reason that she did that way she could tell everybody she goes to bed every night. She sleeps with me every night. You know, she'll do the stuff we have on the steam table. She sent me pictures of like the meatloaf, the strawberry cobbler.
That she made?
That she made because she has seen it from my steam table videos.
So she's like recreating it.
She actually recreated it. Exactly.
Wow.
She also sent me a picture with me on it that she had got because I sell pictures of, you know, T-shirts with me on it that I autographed. So she also let me know that she had one of my shirts also. So
she might be your biggest fan.
And I would be kind of scared if she ever comes to Alabama. That seems like a lot.
Well,
right?
From
I would
Canada?
Be more scared.
I know. I'm sure she's going to be waiting for her when she walks in the grocery store.
But you know what? Nobody puts your socks on at 1:30 in the morning like your wife does.
Exactly.
You remember that.
So the pillowcase girl has nothing on your wife.
No. Wow. And you said she's from Canada?
She's from Canada.
Wow. Has she ever been in the store?
She just watches your videos.
Yeah.
I was about to say, security, beef it up if we find out she's coming.
She's
to,
in the ceiling tiles. She's in the air vents.
That's a great story. And that's just, and I guess you're used to that, Ro. These things are not like concerning at all because this just keeps happening to you, correct?
Exactly. All the time. We had a lady during Memorial Day, we was outside grilling, and she comes up. She looked to be maybe 7 months pregnant, and she had went into the store, and she came out, and she had bought one of my shirts.
Wow.
And she was telling us that she was going to wear it in the delivery room. That way she could tell everybody that I was in the delivery room with her when she had her baby.
Okay.
And my wife said, I don't care even if you were the father. I wouldn't wear a shirt picture of you on me in the delivery room because that would be the last thing I'd be thinking about.
I have to agree with your wife on that.
That's some commitment.
That is definitely commitment. You were a part of that the birth of that child.
You know, I never interviewed Justin Bieber, obviously, but I feel like this is about what it would be like. The experiences you're having is probably what it would be like to be Justin Bieber.
Okay, so if you can't hear that, his wife's in the background. She's filming tonight. We try to get her on the mic. She's really not a mic person, right?
Exactly.
Yeah.
She is
so she's filming a little bit for you. And you said they drove up from Florida, correct? So
they're on their way to Florida.
Okay, this is just, man, this is insane. I mean, the fact that you brought up Justin Bieber tonight with this podcast is even better.
I think I've brought up Justin Bieber in every episode, though.
I know. We're going to talk off air the fandom right now.
I'm not even that big of a fan, so I'm really sorry. That's super weird.
So with these stories, and those are kind of wild and crazy, have you had one where you think that them being such a fan that you really helped and made a difference?
Oh, absolutely.
You share some of those. Yeah, let's do that.
I've had several. One I had, somebody actually contacted me, and they said that I saved their life. And I said, excuse me? And they said, I was contemplating suicide, and after I started watching your videos, you have made me feel like I am worth something and that I can be a better person. And so you have really helped me. That one really touched. That one's got me to thinking that I want to get into motivational speaking.
Sure.
I'd love to do that. I mean, I don't think you have to have a education to do that. I think being a motivational speaker, I think, comes from the heart.
Are you a motivational speaker? Do you move people when you get up and talk in front of them? That's the question.
I think I do.
I think you're doing that. So absolutely, be definitely something to get into.
One of my best stories, and I won't mention his name because, but he's from Oklahoma.
Yeah.
About 4.5 months ago, I get a phone call from his dad, and his dad said, "Hey, you don't know me, but and I know this is the long shot, but my son was in a bad, horrific motorcycle crash. Somebody hit him head on. They veered over and hit him on the motorcycle.
That's terrible.
He lost both of his legs and said that he's just not getting any better. He's never happy. He's just so unhappy. He just lays in the hospital bed. But I've noticed every time he watches your videos, he'll start laughing. He'll start smiling. And it seems like it's making a difference. Would you call him?" I said, "Absolutely." So I told we set up like an hour later. I was going to call him. He was going to let his son know to, "Hey, make sure you answer your phone. Somebody's very important is going to call you." So in an hour, I called him. He answered the phone. And as soon as I spoke and said something, he said, "Barry, it's you." And I said, "Yes, it is." And then we just started talking. Since then, we talk at least once a week.
Wow.
He was wanting to come down here to the store to meet me, and I told him, I said, "Look, I said, it'd be easier for me and my wife to come there. So we're actually got plane tickets. So we're going to fly to Oklahoma on October the 2nd to meet him, because I know, it'd just be so much easier for us. And we love to travel anyhow. So it's nothing for us to just hop on a plane and travel, So we're going to go meet him. He's told me his whole story, and he told me, I won't go into details about everything, but he said he literally died. And he said the only thing that kept him, sane was the fact that his wife was going to have a baby. Mm. It's due the end of July, the 1st of August. And he kept saying, "Please, Lord, don't let me die. Please let me see my baby." And then he told me, and he said, "And you do not know how much you have helped me. You'll never understand what you have done for me." So I actually sent him one of my hero shirts. And when I signed it, I signed, "You are my hero." And then I signed my name. And he called me the day he got it. He called me and he said, "When I opened up that shirt," he said, I literally just started bawling like a baby." I said, "So?" I said, "Real men cry." I said, "There's nothing wrong with a man crying." I said, and sometimes I have to watch out, because when I was working with my documentary and I was telling this story, I mean, I will get teary-eyed at times. But, I mean, there's nothing wrong with that.
Yeah.
But to me, that story is heartwarming. Mm. That story, it has made a difference in me also.
Barry, that's got to be, when you get up in the morning, right, and you're at 1:30 with getting your socks put on, and you get up, you have to know, it's got to make you feel so good that you're helping and you're changing lives and you're making such a difference.
And I think that's why I don't seem like I'm tired.
Yeah.
Because I'm going now more than I've ever gone. I mean, sure. I've never done as much as I'm doing now, but I mean, it's the adrenaline that's keeping me going. And it's the self-gratification that's keeping me going, because I've already seen what I'm doing for Garrett's Place for the foster kids. So, I mean, my goal this year is to donate $15,000 in toys, clothes, blankets, because, foster kids, you know, they don't really have anything, you know. And I commend the parents that has all these foster kids, because it can't be easy on them. So, you know, last year I was able to, with the help of a lot of people, I was able to donate like $7,000. This year I feel like I'm a little bit more popular on social media. So
I would say that, yeah.
That's why I have stepped up to $15,000, and I will make sure they get at least $15,000 in toys, clothes, and blankets.
Yeah, well, that's the great part. You know, you're using this fame, you're using this all these likes and all this this popularity to give back to the community. And that's what, you know, that's the great part. I mean, you're talking about going to Oklahoma to see somebody that's been in a wreck because that person's a fan. I mean, those things matter, and you're doing it. I mean, that's awesome.
Well, I appreciate it. No. I think so too, you know, no. But and I don't do nothing for the accolades. I mean, I'm not doing it to try to get attention.
Sure.
You know, I'm doing it because that's what it feels good to me. And I have to live with myself, so I'm completely content with myself.
Well, listen, you're doing a great job. And I agree with you about the crying. I told you beforehand when you told me that story, mm-hmm. I cry at the end of the notebook every time. Hasn't changed.
Gosh. I don't.
Don't make fun, Justin. Don't make fun.
Look, it takes a lot for me to cry. So.
I mean, the notebook. I mean, that's a lot.
I don't know. I think once you've seen it, you know, you know what's going to happen.
I don't want to discuss this with you right now.
It's so. Like, I can't go there.
I'll start crying now. So real quick, before we, and by the way, we're going to play 5 questions with you at the end. So we'll all, get ready to ask a couple questions. I'll ask a couple questions. Yes.
I got one.
He says dibs on one of them.
So Gavin's like, he's like a cigarette. Let me answer a question, please. Let me.
I just sit over here. You know, I gotta let him.
He's
out.
Eating his chicken nuggets.
Gavin's stuffing his face, going, "I got a question as well. I've got a question." All right, so I'll ask the first.
Right past me. Just
all right, the first two. You got the next two. Yeah. And he's got the last one. You're going. You listen.
Pulling up ChatGPT real quick.
You're in the main event. Do not embarrass me.
Okay.
Okay, thank you. It happens a lot with Gavin. So before we get into that, though, real quick, let's talk about the documentary. That's awesome. And how did that come about?
Okay, right after I was on World News Now and Good Morning America, I get this text, and it's from a guy named Brett Allen, and he said, "Hey," he said, "I am Brett Allen," and he said, "I was wondering if you'd be interested in me writing a documentary on you."
Okay.
I said, I'm not opposed to it. I said, so we decided that we would just talk. So he actually, you know, he called me. I left, gave him a phone number. He called me. So we started talking. And then he just sent an itinerary about what we would do and was telling me that it would take probably, you know, 6 months to a year to complete. We'd probably do 10 to 12 hours of filming, and then he would narrow it down to like an hour and a half documentary. But basically he just said that, after he saw me on World News Now and Good Morning America, he said, "I'm going to reach out to this guy and just see if anybody has asked about doing a documentary on him." Said, "I'd love to do it, and I think it would make a great documentary." So that's where it all came from. And like I say, we started filming this past Monday. We've got another film day tomorrow. So then we'll have 12 more film days to do. And then, like I say, you know, we're just doing it, like he said, we're doing it on my time because he knows I'm extremely busy.
Sure.
And so as I can find time to work on it, that's what we'll do. And then we'll go from there.
Is it going to be you and, I guess, family, local people in the community? Who do you have in the documentary?
As of right now, I've had a couple of my teammates. Sure. I don't call them employees. I call them teammates because I feel like we work together, so we're a team.
I'm sure they appreciate that. Yeah.
So I've had a couple of teammates has already been interviewed. Of course, Tammy has been interviewed, and I've been interviewed extensively, and I still got a lot more to go. But we're going to do the mayor. We're going to do the director of the Chamber of Commerce, Debbie Kiker.
Oh, you're getting Debbie on the air?
I'm
wow.
Get Debbie
man, that's impressive right there. I can't wait to watch it just to mess with Debbie. Because Debbie's not somebody out front like that. That's not her forte.
I know I've got a sheriff. I'm going to get with the fire department.
Sure.
Especially since we do Mr. and Miss Santa every year for the fire department on Christmas Eve. I'm going to get with them. I'm going to get with Danny at Alabama Adventure, because we do Mr. and Miss Santa there during the Magic mm-hmm. of Lights. We'll do it starting Thanksgiving night and go all the way up to Christmas Eve every Thursday through Saturday. So And I'm going to get with the police department and do some of them because, like I say, I have a real good relationship with the police department. So
Chief Yarbrough is great. He's a friend of the podcast, been on a couple of times. He wants me to do a ride along. So I keep pushing it off, but I'm going to have to eventually do one with him. He keeps asking.
Absolutely. You need
so,
to.
I mean, have you done that before?
I have not.
Okay. So.
Well, I did years and years and years
so
ago. But
I'm going to do it. But we're going to bring you back on the podcast and talk about it. I think I've got Debbie talked into doing it with me, too. So let's see if that happens. We'll see. So any idea when you think the documentary comes out? And if people are interested, what do you think you can possibly be? Do you know the streaming platform yet, or are they still looking into that?
I know a lot of stuff.
And you can't just sit? Okay, that's fine.
Right, and, yeah. And it's going to be amazing. I was even shocked when he told me, yeah. Especially the opening starting of it,
yeah.
Is amazing. It's something I would have never thought about.
And, of course, be at the film festival, hopefully, right?
Right. It would definitely be at the film festival. We're going to do a premiere when it's ready at the Sidewalk in Birmingham.
Okay, so we're going to make plans to be there for that. I want to watch that for sure, yeah. If it's possible. We would love to see that and support you there.
Like I say, it holds like 100 folks. Yeah, so it'd just be how many tickets, that's because everybody that's in it will definitely get a couple tickets to start with.
If we can, we'd love to support it.
If so, absolutely.
Yeah. And we'd love to have you on and talk about it again right before it comes out to kind of promote it.
Okay, absolutely. Good.
But, Barry, we could probably talk for hours on this. But I think, again, watching this and watching it happen and you're seeing how popular you've become and how the popularity keeps growing with the documentary. But to me, the best part of this podcast and what we've talked about is the stories of how you're touching people's lives. That's the more important than all the rest of that to me.
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah. And I think, so I commend you on that. And I say congratulations on your success.
Well, I appreciate it. Thank you.
It's well earned.
I also want to say I like it when we make the right people famous. And I think that you are the right person. Like, you just seem like you have such a good heart. And, I follow you and have watched your videos, mostly on TikTok because I'm a TikToker. But, my friend Shay and I, which she's a big fan, so, I'm saying hi to you for her. And I told her I would on the podcast tonight. So this is me doing
that. Look at you dropping names.
I know. But, anyways, I just think hearing more from you and hearing your story and just getting to know you more in this conversational setting, it really just confirms that, what you see online or maybe in the videos, you really are the real deal, even just,
Well,
in regular.
And what did you say her name was? Shay?
Shay.
Hey, Shay. We love you, Shay.
Oh, she's going to freak out.
Shay just made Shay's day when this podcast drops next week, for sure.
She's going to get some pillowcases now and...
Ooh, she lives close.
She does.
I don't think there's like this.
But
Shay,
you know what? She's not going to do the sock thing.
Shay, hold off the pillowcases.
Yeah,
come on.
Yeah,
don't do that.
I'm just kidding.
There's got to be another way. Get a t-shirt signed or something, Shay. But not. But I do think, for the first time, people kind of listening to you talk and kind of getting that backstory, I think they're going to appreciate what you're talking about more and see the difference you're making. So I'm so glad you were able to be a part of this podcast.
Well, I appreciate it. Thanks for inviting me.
Well, it's been our pleasure, but I can't let you go. Obviously, we got to play 5 questions. And we've got a special go-home song tonight. And you obviously know the name of the song, unlike Gavin and Jessica at our last episode. Mm-hmm. So you'll get to be able to do that tonight.
Proud to be an American. God bless the USA. All of the above.
Anyway, what we're talking about.
So with our guest, we like to play 5 questions. Now, this is off the top of my head, random. I have no idea what I'm going to ask you until I ask the question. That's how we like to do it.
Okay, and I won't know what I'll answer.
There you go. That's perfect. That makes it great. So I'm going to ask two. The first two, I'm going to let Jessica ask the second two, and Gavin, because he was very adamant that he has.
I have a question.
which, by the way, this I don't know if that's ever happened. Have you ever volunteered five questions?
I don't think I've ever raised my hand.
See, Barry's
so marker. Much passion.
I mean, he's made you such a passionate person on this podcast by listening that you now, for the first time ever, want to be a part of. He's never asked a question during 5 questions, right?
Right. Unless you told me
it's
to.
It's not even answering now.
Unless you told me to, I probably have not.
And that's a quick answer by Gavin. He's had to think about it for a second. I don't think so. All right. So my first question. You can eat one thing off the deli tray, the steam table at Food Giant. What would it be? What's the one thing you're eating the rest of your life?
The catfish.
Ooh, that does sound good.
The catfish is delicious.
Catfish, by the way, I've ate at Food Giant for lunch when I used to work out at the Boys and Girls Club in Hueytown for years. I came there at least once a week. Great lunch, by the way. If you're listening and you like a good lunch, they've got great food. And breakfast, by the way, is outstanding. I mean, it looks good when you're in your videos and you're talking about it, for sure. Okay, so you and your wife like to travel. What's the one spot that you would love to go to that you've never been to?
Australia.
Australia, really? It's really hot. It's kind of cool, close to the equator.
And we're going to get to Australia. She says, that's going to be like a 3-4 week trip. So I'm going to have to wait a little while until I either retire or cut back.
Or close to it, right?
Yes, because... Because we don't want to just go there for a week. We got to go there for at least 3 or 4 weeks because it takes like 36 hours one way to get there. So,
do you mind like a long plane trip? Does it bother you? Because that's going to be a long plane trip.
If I'm going somewhere I'm really
going
to go.
Do it at night. Sleep. That's what I do. If I'm flying a long way, I go to sleep.
Yeah.
And then if something happens, I won't know about it.
Exactly.
And I'm just like, I'm out.
It's the best way to
And I'll wake up, and hopefully I'm waking up on the right side.
That
is the plan. All right. Jessica, your two questions. Go ahead.
All right. My first one, I think this will be very interesting. What is your biggest pet peeve? All-time biggest pet peeve that, like, people do, just, all right.
Having to put your own socks on?
My biggest pet peeve, and this happened when we were first dating, me and Tammy.
Oh, this is going
to
be good.
There's a certain way towels are supposed to be folded.
Mm.
And if you don't tri-fold a towel, you're not folding them right.
Wait, so how do you fold your towels? How
tri-fold
do you,
them.
Tri-fold. Okay, hang on. I got to think about it.
As Jessica, you can't see her. Like, she's folding the towel.
Yeah. Oh, so you don't roll yours like
no.
in the...
Uh-oh.
Okay.
So, Jessica, learn to fold your towels better is what he's saying.
Okay. Yeah, I roll mine. But I only do that because that's how my husband rolls his towels. I used to do the trifold, but then he would roll them, and it really, like, kind of cramped my style because, like, I'm like, we got some that are, like, you know, square and then some that are circles. So I just decided to be the adaptable one and –
And
you
it's
know.
Okay if it's dominant. That's the
I
problem.
Mean, yeah, whatever. Like, you know, it's a towel.
You gotta
this is not a hill I'm willing to die on, you know?
You got to compromise somewhere, right?
And I'm willing for it to be the towels.
The towels. I'm going to go ahead and make it. I'll be okay. I'll yeah. make that okay.
Yeah. There's some things, though, I'm saving my fight for, you know? Okay, well, my final question, then we'll get to Gavin's, and I'm really excited to
can't
hear
wait.
It.
Can't wait.
He said, I have one.
I got one.
I wrote this down because I thought of it in my head, and I was like, I want to make sure I say this right. If the store caught on fire and you could only save one aisle, which aisle would you save?
The produce aisle.
Really?
Yeah, because that's where I do a lot of my TikTok videos, and I feel like the produce aisle has helped make me a little bit more famous than what I was.
So you've got to stay true.
So I've got to go. I'm going to stay true to the produce aisle.
Okay.
You know, strolling down the produce aisle.
Yeah.
And that's where me and you're going to stroll at.
I'm so excited.
Man,
I cannot
wait to see this. Can you bring Shay?
Can she bring Shay? Well, I said yes.
Barry, can she bring Shay?
Yeah.
All right, this is going to be fantastic. Shay, I don't even know Shay. This is going to be, we
Shay,
just made your day.
This is your time.
This is your, this is your moment, Shay.
That's so funny. What aisle would you save in a grocery store? I know I'm not supposed to ask you a question, but I'm just curious.
You can always ask me a question.
Okay, well.
I would say I love frozen pizza, so that's what I would say. Because I could live off DiGiorno's for like the next 20 years.
Word.
It's not very healthy, but that's what I would say.
Gavin.
So Gavin, once again, for the first time ever, will now ask a question for 5 questions.
You know, she stole my question, kind of.
Did she really?
But I...
Do you have a backup?
No.
You got a backup.
No, I had knowledge. I know he's going to say the produce aisle. My question was, what's your second favorite aisle?
Is that but you're kind of piggybacking off her question, right?
I'm so sorry,
I thought
Gavin.
Of it first.
I'm so sorry.
I thought of this as soon as y'all said we're having them on.
So what's your second favorite aisle you would save in a grocery store? We're getting deep in this conversation about grocery store aisles.
I'm going to say the meat aisle because I do a lot of what's for suppers
on
the meat aisle. So it'd have to be the meat aisle.
Wow.
I'm sorry, Gavin.
It is bad. That is bad.
That's a bad question.
No, that was.
No,
it's just she already
never
asked.
Again.
She,
never again.
What's your fourth favorite aisle that you would save?
The one time Gavin's like, I'm so excited I have one. He's like, wow, she took
Jessica, that's almost as bad as a Thanksgiving list.
I should have just asked about grape salad.
You really should have.
You like
grape salad's good.
Oh.
Yeah. We have it in the deli.
Oh, man.
Shout out to the deli.
Just real quick, I'm not going to take too much time on this. I think grape salad tastes like a sock. I'm not a fan. It bothers me tremendously. And His mom made it one time, and for the whole cast, like the whole crew, and I was like, I'll try it, and it was so bad. And to me, everybody else loves it though, right? And yep. Then his mom makes a sock cake and brings it to the studio. Very good cake, by the way. Very good cake. Yep. A lot better than the grape salad. So we do mess
Didn't
with him.
Didn't taste like a sock.
Did not taste. It was very good.
I think that's so weird to think it tastes like a sock. It's so bizarre. I never want to
see that. We had another guy, Jackson. He probably ate like 7 bowls of
yeah.
it. He
was that just, is
just
wild.
Former junior yeah. ambassador. He just, you know, he would eat, but he would eat, you know, 7 bowls of this napkin. He just could eat anything.
Oh,
that's who he is. Yeah.
Was he like super skinny too?
Oh, yeah. Well, he's young. He's 17, oh 18. You know, you got, yeah.
I hate people like that. I've never met this kid.
It'll catch up. By the way, Jackson, Jessica hates you.
If you're out there, just know.
Jackson probably would have took your spot, but he left.
Yeah.
Oh.
we got much better here.
Yeah. Yeah.
Word.
There you go.
Gavin, what aisle would you save?
I like the frozen food one, but also like baked beans.
Okay.
That'd be aisle 3. They can't get aisle.
Okay, so since we've covered every aisle in the grocery store, it is now time. Barry, thank you so much for being a part of
the
podcast.
Absolutely, thank you.
It was awesome. And good luck with the documentary, and good luck in your future endeavors. And I'd love to get you back on and talk about the young man from Oklahoma again when you do make that visit.
Oh, absolutely.
We'd love to hear about that and maybe talk about the documentary when we get closer to it.
Sounds good.
So we're going to do the go-home song. So you're going to go ahead and tell us what the go-home song is going to be. It's your song, right?
Well, I have several, but the one that we use a lot is Specials Up, Prices Down.
Okay, that's the one we're going to go. Now, and your wife is going to get that to Gavin, and that's going to be the go-home song. Thank you so much for joining us tonight. And until we meet again, you've been listening to Chamber Chat.
Food Giant in Hueytown, Specials Up, Prices Down. Barry!